Kacey Chambers' hit song, Am I Not Pretty Enough, is beautiful and yet at the same time, haunting. It strikes at the heart of one of the key issues for young women today, body image, what the world is telling them and the impact that that's having. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again as we chat about beauty from a different perspective. And please do stay tuned because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional, Fresh, to help you draw closer to Jesus and to actually live out the abundant new life that he died and rose again to give you. If you've been able to join us so far on the program this week, you'll know that I'm being joined by two very special guests, Janelle Knox and Cho Brereton, the editors of Mickey Magazine, an online mag especially for young women in their late teens to mid-20s. I kind of guess with the aim of being a trusted friend, a place where they can get some straight answers to the questions that they're asking. And one of the real burning questions for young women today, perhaps more so than ever before in history, is the question of physical appearance, beauty, body image, as we call it today. The chorus of the Kacey Chambers song, Am I Not Pretty Enough, says it all. Have a listen to the lyrics. Am I not pretty enough? Is my heart too broken? Do I cry too much? Am I too outspoken? Do I make you laugh? Should I try it harder? Why do you see right through me? Cho and Janelle, welcome to the program again today. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bernie. How are you?
Good. Don't those lyrics kind of say it all, this sense of insecurity, this sense of not being good enough?
Mm. Yeah, they do. I think in this particular song's case, I think it's wonderful that actually, is it Kacey? Mm. It's also talking about a lot of what's inside her as opposed to, you know, just what's outside her. So I think that it actually does go very much to the heart of what beauty is about. And it's, you're right, it's sad and it is haunting.
Yeah, I mean, as the dad of a daughter who's about to turn 21, I see a lot of this sort of thinking among her peer group.
Mm.
I read on your website that in the world today, it's estimated that 63 million women suffer from eating disorders and 425 million women from depression. Does that scare you?
Yeah.
It's a huge statistic, isn't it? It's overwhelming when you hear the numbers. But when you can break it down to someone personable, like somebody you know who's suffering, you know, from the effects of either an eating disorder or from poor body image, then it becomes your reality. It becomes something very personal. And I think even as women, you know, we've all gone through some degree of wondering whether we are pretty enough, wondering whether we are good enough, whether our heart is, you know, enough. And so it does really cut to the core, I think, for a lot of women.
Why is body image such a big issue these days? I mean, what's happened? What's going on? Women have always wanted to look pretty, right? It's I don't know what it is. It's part of the DNA, I guess.
Mm.
But it's becoming a destructive issue these days.
Mm.
What's going on?
Well, I think true beauty, and that's our quest, you know, that's what we want girls to discover through Mickey's. True beauty is more about the total package. And yet today, I think more than ever, the voices that are speaking louder to the girls are those voices that are saying, it's all about your external. You know, you need to have the certain clothes, you need to have your hair done a certain way, you need to wear this kind of makeup and apply it in this fashion. You know, you need to be
like this matters.
Like this matters. And yet it does. And that's the thing, it does.
It does matter.
You know, we can sit back now and say, well, I'm more comfortable with who I am because I've grown through that. But I think it still is a very big issue for a lot of young girls.
But would it be fair to say too that a lot of young girls become older girls and don't actually get over this?
Yeah, it's absolutely fair to say that. And look, even at my age, which is not that old, but it's older than, you know, 18 or 19, I still struggle with it. You know, I have a husband who's beautiful and loves me no matter how I look, but I go out there and see other girls that are looking absolutely stunning and I just think, man, I look so lame compared to those girls. And I come home and I say to my husband, look, I'm sorry I let you down. I'm sorry I don't do my hair right. And he's absolutely flabbergasted, doesn't know what I'm talking about. And I sometimes sit by myself and think, why do I care about this? So it's an issue that some women don't ever get over. And, you know, in one way, I can understand why. There's so much out there telling you that you're just not good enough.
And yet that's what cuts to the core for me. I think, you know, as a young girl growing up going, well, I wish I was pretty, and then getting to an age where, okay, I wasn't Elle Macpherson, but I felt prettier than when I was growing up. And now I've gotten to this age where I think, okay, it shouldn't be all about that. It should be about who I am.
Mm.
I didn't want people just to see the external. I wanted people to see the heart of who I was. And I think really that's the issue. I think a lot of girls are past the external. They feel like they have to have this external appearance to even get in the door. But once they're through that door, they really want people to care about their heart. They really want people to see the true person beneath all of that other, you know, whatever else that got them through the door. And so this pressure is both an external and an internal one, where they're waging war against the world with their appearance and feeling like they have to, feeling like they have to put on this, like this war mask to go out and to be who they're called to be in the world. And yet at the same time, the internal pressure of going, but I just want them to see who I am. I just want them to get me, and I just want that to be okay. And so part of what we want to do through Mickey is to really say that voice should be the one that speaks loudest. That one should be the one that is okay. Firstly, with you, you should be okay with that for yourself, because out of that, everything else will resonate. And so out of that true beauty in your heart, then the rest of the beauty won't be so much of a matter. But it is also that thing where, you know, at 16 and 17, that's a hard thing to try.
Well, I was
going to
say, how do you put an old head on young shoulders? You can't, no, in a sense. And it's easy for you to sit there and say, well, you know, it's about the inner you and who you are, and that's the total package. How do you crash through? How do you get through to the young woman who's dealing with a peer group pressure? She's dealing with all the media messages and the video clips and the music clips and all that sort of stuff. How do you actually get through that to make a difference?
Well, look, Bernie, that's one of those questions that's like the million-dollar question. And I think that a lot of young women certainly need people around them who will tell them the truth about themselves. Look, none of this sort of stuff changes in a day or a night or a month. It's something that young women have to be told over and over again till they get to the point where they believe it for themselves. And that is exactly the issue. They need people around them who will tell them the truth about who they are. I mean, the Word of God does that absolutely. But, you know, again, when you're younger, it's hard to actually sometimes to grasp that.
Let me grab onto the Word of God for a minute, because there's a wonderful passage in 1 Samuel chapter 16 where David, who is, he's the runt of the litter. All his brothers, God's out there looking for a king for Israel, and he sends the prophet Samuel, and this prophet goes through all these other brothers who look big and impressive and they're good looking, and God says to Samuel the prophet, he says, I've rejected this one, don't look at this one, you're looking on the outside, you're looking on the physical stature, you're looking on what the guy looks like. I don't look at people that way. I look upon the heart.
Yes.
If I could get that one, I feel like sometimes with my daughter, who she's drop dead gorgeous, right?
Yeah.
And she doesn't see herself as that. She struggles to see herself as that because of all the stuff that you've been talking about.
Absolutely.
I feel like if I could just unzip her, drop that one little truth inside her and zip her back up again and let that truth explode in her heart. God doesn't see the outside. God doesn't look at a beautiful young 16, 17, 19, 20 year old and say, you're not pretty enough.
No, he doesn't. Not at all.
God sees you in that completeness. He sees you from the inside out. And the beauty he talks about there is the genuine stuff. We're talking the real article here, so the real deal.
And yet he's created us too to be who we are. And I think that the external is part of that. So there's a purpose, there's a reason why we are who we are. And I think we have to settle that in our hearts too and get to that point of going, you know what, this is who I am. This is who God's created me to be. And no amount of Max Factor is going to change that. Like we've spoken about, you know, the mascara that lengthens your eyelashes isn't going to work. So we have to get to that place.
Yeah, that's cool. At 1 Peter chapter 3, it talks about the beautiful, quiet spirit inside a woman is very precious in God's sight. We're going to finish on that note. We're out of time. We're going to catch up again tomorrow. Can we do that?
Thanks, yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. The best news is that it's free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just hop on the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh eDevotional sign up waiting for you right there. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. We pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address, again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.